The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Nun Het. Today's daf is being studied the Edun Nishmat Avraham.
Lecture mode on.
Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Nun Het. And we are on the fourth line. Gemara begins, Rabbana'a Ava Kamitsayen Ma'arta. Rabbana'a used to mark the graves in order that people will know where the kevarim are, so they don't come and ma'ahil over the grave and they'll become tameh. So he used to put markers to know where the people were buried. The Rashbam right away gives us the biography on Rav Bana'a, Rabbi Bana'a. Adam gadol v'hashuv haya. V'fichach nitan lo l'rishut l'ikanes b'kevret tzaddikim. You can see now he even enters the Me'arat HaMachpelah in order to put the markers in the right place. So he was a great man, obviously. His name, Bana'a, is the one that builds. So that's like a remez to his purpose, that he was building the markers on the graves. Aval acher lo. Somebody that was not on the stature of Rav Bana'a, they would not let him into the kivrei tzaddikim. Kedamina gedolim tzaddikim b'mitatam yoter mebehayehem. The tzaddikim are greater in their death than they are in their lives. V'aya nechnas b'me'arot. He would go into these caves where they were buried. Midat orkan mebefnim. He would measure them. You know, how long they were inside. V'halkach moded mebachutz kenegdan. Then outside he would make the same measurement. V'asah sham tziyun seed. Put some limestone. Kedel lakin makom tum'ah. So the people will know exactly the spot where the tum'ah is. V'lo yavi'u taharot derech kan. They won't bring things of tahara in that area. Shelo ye'ahil ala kever, so they don't come to be ma'ahil on the kever. So comes Gemara and tells a story. Rabbi Bana'a comes saying ma'arta. Ki matal ma'arta de Avraham. When he got to the cave where Avraham Abinu was buried, so that's in the Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Ashkeche le'ali Ezer Eved Avraham deka'e kame baba. So he saw Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, that was standing by the gate of the Ma'ara of Avraham Abin. Amale Maika Abid Avraham. What is Avraham doing over here? What is he doing now? Amale Gane, he's resting. Bichnafe de Sarah. Next to Sarah Emenu. In close proximity to Sarah Emenu. I mean, they're next to each other. They're lying next to each other. And she has her hand on his head. They were sleeping together next to each other. So he says, Zil, go. Go tell him that Bana'a is at the door. So Avraham Abinu told him, let him come in, no problem. As we know, the Yetzer b'hai alma leka. We know that there's no Yetzer hara in the world that we're in now. And if Avraham wasn't concerned, if Rav Bana'a comes in and sees them lying next to each other, where normally if you'd walk into somebody's bedroom and see such a thing, so that's a private item, to see a husband and wife like that. But Avraham Abinu said, doesn't matter, you can come in now, because where we are, there's no Yetzer hara. And it seems when Rabbi Bana'a walked in, he walked into that Gan Eden, so to speak, so he wasn't affected by anything he's going to see anyway. So therefore, he said, you can bring him in, I'm not worried. It's private, but it's not private in Gan Eden. No effect can happen. Ayin. Ayin. Venafak. He went in, he did his analyzing, and he went out. Dajbam. Ashkechel Eliezer. He found Eliezer at the door. Detayna b'masichet derech eretz. Shiv'at tzaddikim kayamim shelo metu. There are seven tzaddikim that never died. They went straight up to Gan Eden. V'kachashim ba'aday with Eliezer ever Avraham. So that's why he was alive, so he was still standing by the gate. He never died. Bichnafe ben zre'oteha. Avraham was lying in between the hands of Sarah. Amar le Rabbi Bana'a le Eliezer, zil ema le Avraham, go tell Avraham, Bana'a kai ababa, v'ten lo reshut tekenes, to give me permission to enter. Amar le li'ul, de'en kan chutzpah, de'ignaya ba'anpe bichnafe de Sarah. It's not a chutzpah for him to see me lying next to Sarah. The meida yadi yad yetsra rabai al maleka. We don't have to let tzniu emin. I don't have to worry about tzniu tovir. Al ayin venafik nechnas bi banav nestakel midat olicha me'arav v'yatza v'akach tziim mebachutz. Okay, so he covered Avraham Avinu. Now the Gemara says, who's next? Ki mata le'me'arta da'adam arishon. So now he came to the me'ara of Adam arishon. In order to, because Adam Rishon is also buried in the Me'arat HaMachpelah. Yetzta'a bat kol ve'amra, so a voice came out from the heaven and said, Nistakalta b'dmud diyukni. B'diyukni atzma al tistakil. He said, listen, you saw the one that looks like my image already. You saw. You want to see my image directly? You cannot. Gemara is going to tell us that Yaakov Abinu looked like Adam Rishon. So the Batko was saying, already you saw the closest thing that you could see, like me. You saw my image in Yaakov Abinu, but you can't see Adam Rishon. You can't come in. You didn't let him come in. Gemara says, Haba'ina litziyune me'arta. So he said, I want to go in and measure, you know, to see where the Tumah is, in order to mark it. So he said, Kimidat ha'chitzona, kach midat ha'pinimit. So, according to this opinion, we learned from Masechet Erubin, when they call it Me'arat HaMachpelah, the double Me'ara, it's a machloket. Either it's Me'ara toch Me'ara, it's a cave within a cave, or it's a cave on top of a cave, or it's a dome on top of a dome like. So according to this opinion, he was saying, whatever you marked on the outside, is exactly the same thing in the inner cave also. So mark that as well. Which means we're buried in the same line. So exactly the midah on the outside, that's the midah. You don't have to come in. I'll tell you the measurements. Whatever you mark on the outer cave, that same spot in the inner cave, mark the same marker. And according to the opinion that say the Me'arat HaMachpelah was two floors, it was by two levels. Whatever you measure on top, that's what the measurement on the bottom is. Amar le Amar bibana'a. Nistakalti b'shne akebav, says, I saw the two heels of Adam Arishon, v'domim l'shne galgale hama, and they were as shiny as the sun. The heels of Adam Arishon, which is normally the darkest part of a body, because that never sees the sun, the heel, and it was shining and glowing like the sun. Hakol b'fne Sarah kekof b'fne Adam. Now it talks about the beauty of Sarah Emenu. Everybody, no matter how beautiful they were, is compared to a monkey compared to Sarah Emenu's beauty. That's how beautiful she was. Sarah b'fne Hama kekuf b'fne Adam. But the beauty of Sarah, when you compare it to Hava, that's also like the difference between a monkey and a human being. Hava b'fne Adam kekuf b'fne Adam. But Hava, as beautiful as she was compared to Adam Arishon, that's the distance between a man and a monkey. Adam b'fne shechina kekof b'fne Adam. Okay, Adam compared to shechina, whatever that means, is that as well. Because Adam was created b'dmut, b'tzelem Elohim. Shufre de Rav Kahana me'en shufre de Rabbi Abhu. The beauty of Rav Kahana was like the beauty of Rabbi Abhu. Shufre de Rabbi Abhu me'en shufre de Yaakov. The beauty of Rabbi Yaakov was in the beauty of Yaakov Abinu. Shufred Yaakov Abinu me'en shufred Adam Arishon. And Yaakov Abinu's beauty was me'en the beauty of Adam Arishon. Look at Ashbams. The Me'arta de Adam Rishon. So he wanted to enter the Me'arta of Adam Rishon, Kedashin Me'arubin, Mamre Kiryat Arba. Why do they call it Kiryat Arba? Amar of Yitzhak, Karita Arba, Amar of Yitzhak Karit, Arba Zugot Adam Vehava, Avram Vesara, Yitzhak Verevka, Yaakov Velea. The four couples that were buried. Bidmut Diyukni, Yaakov. You saw my image already. The Amrim Besamuk Shofred Yaakov Ma'en Shofred Adam Rishon. Bidiyukne Atzma Da'ainu Adam Rishon Nechtiba Betzeim Elohim Bera'oto Haba'ina Letziyune Mebachot Sofi Chasirik Anin Lemdot Ha'ilam Bifnim Have to go measure. Kibidat Ha'itzona Sheba Gimel Abot Ve'imahot Kach Bidat Ha'penimiyot. Whatever you measure outside, it's the same Shi'urim on the inside. Ruchman De Danish Mechpela Shnei Batim Zelefnim Zeh Furtad Rav Shmuel Hi Bechetzel Ma'abin. Okay. Kach Bidat Ha'itzona Ve'edah Lecha Betziyun Aliona. Which means, as long as you made it tziyun on the top, it's exactly the same tziyun on the bottom. You don't have to make another tziyun. It's right. You marked it already. It's equal. Same shiur. B'shnei akibav shel Adam Rishon, you saw the two heels of Adam Rishon. V'had yichtiv ki afar ata vel afar tashuv. Ha'parchin la masechet Shabbat. B'gmina hu sha'a akat kodem t'chayat emetim. Ah, what does it mean? How do you see the heels of Adam Arishon? It says in the Pasuk, you're created from Afar, and you're going to return to the Afar. So the Gemara says over there, no, 1 second before Tehiyat Temetim, the Tzaddikim disintegrate back into the Afar, and then they come back. But at this point, they were still whole, and therefore was able to see even the heels of Adam Arishon. That disintegration back to the Afar happens 1 second right before Tehiyat Temetim. Shufred Rababu Ma'in Shufred Yaakov, בסוחר את הפועלים פריק ותחשוב למה רבי יוחנן how come I didn't talk about the beauty of רבי יוחנן because we know רבי יוחנן was very beautiful ושאני הדלת פנים לא אביה because he didn't have a beard so since he didn't have a beard so they're only counting ones that had הדלת פנים. Okay, now first of all you see from this Gemara something very important, that there's always a big controversy, do the graves of the tzaddikim have tum'ah or not? Here clearly you see that if Rabbi Abu was going and marking up the graves of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Adam Rishon, so you see clearly that answers that question, that indeed the Kibrei Tzaddikim do exude Tum'ah. The other question is, why were these Kibrei Tzaddikim, why did they exude Tum'ah at all? Chaurah, Tum'ah doesn't start until after Matan Torah, by Jews. What's considered Avraham? What is Yitzhak? It's called the Matan Torah. What's considered Adam? Why should they have Tum'ah? So Tosfot goes into that question. Tosfot says, Ve'im Tomar, Ve'ha en kevre ovde kochavim metameim be'oil. Mishum de en kiruim Adam. Pasuk said, Adam atem. Or it says Adam ki yamud be'oil. So ovde kochavim are not called Adam. Atem kiruim Adam, ve'en ovdei kochavim kiruim Adam. So how do you look at Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Ve'afilu Rabbanan de Peligya Rabbi Shimon, ve'amni de metameim be'oim, kol makom mekevet shelefnei ha'dibur lo marbela. This is a kevet before the dibur. It's before Matan Torah. So how was it metameh? So it's only l'inyan negi'a, or bekevet rabot kevet shelefnei ha'dibur, b'chlad echtiv gabe negi'a marbela ha'atam. Ve'yesh tomar, the Avraham Nikra Adam. Okay, Avraham also is called Adam. Dichtiv Adam Gadol. Vechel Adam Rishon Haki En Ma'atam Nikra De Adam. Okay, you have, they also called Adam. Adam Gadol Ba'anakim, says Ba'Avraham Abimu. The Adam is Adam. So you can't negate them from that, the Rashav Rabbi Shimon. Or we have extra Pesukim to include even Kevarim of the Tzaddikim before Matan Torah. So therefore they're included either from other Pesukim or from the Anyan of Adam itself. The Gemara tells a story. Ahu Amgusha. Amgusha is a mechashef, is a witchcraft, a witch. Ahu Amgusha Dava Hatit Shechbe. He would dig up graves. That was part of his magic, I guess, to do something with the kevarot in order to get his powers. The Rashbam says, "Hatit shakbe chofer metim lafshitam bigdehem." and they would take off their shrouds, their clothes. Kanareh, that was part of his kishuf. So it says, Kimata amarta de Rav Tubi bar Matna. So when he got to the kever of Rav Tubi bar Matna, Tafseh b'dikne. So the rabbi grabbed his beard. The rabbi was dead. He grabbed the beard of the guy and he held on to him. Ata Abaye, so Abaye, who was a friend of this mechashef, he saw what was going on, that he was stuck. So Amar Le, so he told the rabbi, b'matuta minnach, b'mahila, shafke, so he left him, he let him go. Shana Ahariti, hadar ata. He came back to the same place, same grave, to open it up again. Tafseh b'dikne, again he grabbed his beard again. Ata Abaye, so Abaye came, but lo shafke, this time he said, he didn't let him go. Ad aitem ispara, till they brought the scissors, the gazya le dikne, they had to cut his beard off. That was a punishment, obviously, to the guy, to embarrass him, that he was playing around with the kibarot. Ha'hu de amar lihu, there was a fellow, before he died, he told his children, habita de afra lehad berai, I'm leaving you in the inheritance to one of my sons. Berai is a son, my son. Habita de afra, a barrel of dirt. Habita de germe lehad berai, and a barrel of bones to another son. And habita de udra lehad berai, and a barrel of just cloths to my third son. Lo avu yedaye, my ka'amar. Then no one was talking about. What kind of inheritance is this? My ka'amar lehu. Atu lekameh de Rabbi Barna'a. So they came to Rabbi Barna'a. Amar lehu, it lechu ar'a. Does your father have any real estate? He has land in his portfolio? Amru de'in. Yeah. So that's what he meant when he said, a bucket of earth. Bucket of earth means he's giving one of his children the land. The land is earth. Itlichu hayuta. Does he have animals also? Told him in. So that's what he meant when he said a bucket of bones. I mean, the animal has bones. So he was giving one of the children his animals. Itlichu bistarke. Bistarke, you have like comforters, you have like sheets, quilts, things like that. In. Okay, so that's what he meant also. When he told them the cloths, that meant the comforters. In hakika amalechu. Yeah, that's exactly what he meant. That's what he was telling you. One guy gets the real estate, one guy gets the animals, and one guy gets the quilts. Ahu gavra. There's a story of a fellow. The shema lidibitu. He overheard his wife talking to his daughter. Deka amra libarta. The wife was telling the daughter, Amai lotzniat beisura. How come you don't commit your znut in private? Which means, even though you're committing znut, you have to do it bitzniut, that nobody should find out about. Don't talk so much. And then she gives an example. Hachiteta, this lady, now she's talking about herself, the mother is talking about herself. Asara bene itla. So I have 10 sons. Veletli me'abuch elahad. But only one of them is your father's. Which means she's saying, I'm sitting, I also fool around, but I'm quiet about it. I don't let anybody know anything. Your father has no idea. You have 10 kids. Only one of them is his. And he overheard this conversation. So kishachiv. So before the husband was about to die, Amar lehu kol nechasai lehad bera. All my assets go to one of my sons. So he knew it. He wanted to make sure it goes to the real one, but he doesn't know which one is the real one. Lo yada lehu minayu. They had no idea what he was talking about. What does it mean? It's going to one of the sons. They didn't know what that means. Which son? How do you know which son? How do you judge? It's 10 sons. Atu lekameh de Rabbi Barna'a. So they came in front of Rabbi Barna'a. Amar lehu zilu. So he told all the 10 kids, go, havutu kabra da abukhon, go take a stick and bang it on the father, your father's grave, ad ka'e umigalelihu, until he comes and reveals to you, lihu, minaihu, until he reveals it to you. Bang on his grave, and he'll come to one of you in a dream maybe, and he'll let you know who's the real son that is supposed to get the inheritance. Shavka, he left them. Azlu kulhu, they all went, they banged on the kever. But the real son, lo azil, he didn't do it. Because the real son didn't have a kavod, he didn't feel, bang on his father's kever. It was in him not to do it. So all the money belongs to that kid. Now, it's understood by the Mefarshim that before this fellow died, he didn't say that his kids are Mamzerim. He didn't want to reveal that to the kids. He just said, all my assets are to the one of the children, as if to say, the most loyal of the children. Rabbi Bena understood, but why he would do such a thing. So he went and he showed, look, this is the most loyal of the children. 9 out of 10 of them banged on the grave, and this kid didn't. But Rabbi Bena knew that those were Mamzerim, and he wasn't. That's why he didn't do such a thing. But he didn't reveal it either. So he never told them, so to speak, that what the test was for. But that's how we figured out exactly which son really was the real son, and which son deserved the inheritance. Look at Rashbam. Lehad bera. Lehad mebene oto shibriru beddin. Whatever beddin decides, that's the one that will have the Yerusha. Habutu. Haku akaot al kibro. Go bang on his kever. Velenasotan et kaved. Sheotam shem mamzerim. Because the ones that are mamzerim, in aze panim, they're brazen. The mamzerim, because she fooled around the mother.
How about asking the wife?
I guess she didn't want to confront her. Wanted to keep it b'sniut. He didn't want to reveal it. He was a humble guy. He didn't want to reveal it. Amadehu kudu nechsei dehai. She lo ratza lachbot al kevro shel abiv. שזהו הצנוע שבכם. ומסתברה, see, then the Rashbam says, this is why I explained it to you like I explained it to you. Because the Rashbam first says, he didn't want to bring on the kever, so that's the most, that must be the son. Then he says, ומסתברה דלזה אהב יותר. מסתברה, he loved that kid more. Make up your mind. Is it that you were trying to find out who the real kid was? Or which kid did the father like more? So that's why I explained to you. Rabbi Bana'a made it as if that's what the test was, because he didn't want to tell them that they're all mamzerim. So he said, no, your father's just looking for the one that's the most loyal. Meanwhile, he knew that he was really sifting out which one is the mamzer. That's why Rashbam says two things. That the son must have been the one that did not want to hit, and that was the one that the father liked the most. So he knew he was sifting out the mamzerim. But to the kids, he was making it as if we're just looking for the one that's the most loyal to the father. Okay? And that was really done on his own, that's called Shudad Dayane. That was on his own assessment. I mean, he didn't have ra'ayot for this. But he made it on his own assessment. That's the way he judged. So comes the Gemara and says, but it's the end of the story. Gemara says, "Azlu achlu kurtza b'malka." So they went to the government, and they ratted him out. They ratted Rabbi Bana'a out. They informed on him. Well, what did they say? Amre, they said, "Ika gavra had biyehuda'e." There's a Jew, Yehuda'e. Dekam mapik mamona me'anshe belo sahade ublo mide. There's a rabbi over there that's judging just based on his own da'at. No witnesses, no anything. He's taking money from one, giving it to the other. The hell, this was just a judgment of Rabbi Bana, but there was no proof. So they held that's illegal. What are you doing? You can't. You need proof in the courts. At Yuhu, so the government took Rabbi Bana'a, Hafshuhu, and they put him in jail. Azla Dibitu, so the wife of Rabbi Bana'a was charged now to get her husband out of jail somehow. So she went Bechokhma, and she did the following. Amra Lehu, she came to the government, and she said, she has a case. What's the case? Avda Had Avali. I had a servant. Avda, Evet. Pasku Lereshe. Somebody came along and chopped his head off. Upashtu Nemashche. And then they skinned him. Ve'achlu Besre. And they ate his meat. Ve'kamalu Be'emaya. And they took his skin, his flesh, and they filled it up with water. And used it to drink from. Lahavraya, for the friends. Velo kayahiv le yahvile deme. He didn't pay for it. Velo igre, and not any money. Velo yada'e maika amra lehu. They had no idea what she was talking about. What do you mean? Ayve, they cut his head off, they ate his meat. What kind of case is this? What is she talking about? Amre, nitu lehakima dihuda'e velema. We need to bring the Jewish scholars to come and decipher what this lady's talking about. Kariu Rabbi Bana'a. So they called Rabbi Bana'a. He was in the prison. Then he was there. So he said, well, you know what she meant? Zarnoka Amra Lechu. Ashbam. Look at three lines on the bottom. Zarnoka. Nod Shil'or. We're talking about a jug made out of leather. Vekach amra, this is the story. Tayish li, I had a goat. Vegazlu mimenu, and they stole the goat from me. Veshahatu, they slaughtered the goat. Veachlu etabasar, and they ate the goat's meat. Umina'or asu hemet, and they made like a skin bottle, exactly, from the leather. Veshu'avim bo mayim, veshu'avim bo, that's what she meant. So they heard the chokhmah of Rabbi Bana'a, the way he could decipher, you know, the cases. So they told him, Amri, Oil v'hakim kulehai, Letiv ababa v'nidon dina. Since you're such a smart person, go back and be a judge. Go judge cases. So that was his wife's orchestration in order to get him out. Anyway, he went to the Beit Din to start judging cases. Haza davaketiv ba'abula. Abula is on the gates of the Beit Din. They want the people to learn. So on the gates, they put like phrases or sayings. So as he walked in, he saw a phrase on the gate. What did it say? Kol dayan demitkere ledin la sheme dayan. Any judge that he himself gets taken to court, that people have claims against him, monetary claims against him, la sheme dayan. Because if people are claiming against him that he took money, that means he goes after money. So he kind of judge that. The judge has to be clean from impartial from money. So if somebody comes and claims a judge in court, he's not a judge. That's what they put on the gate. So Rabbi Bana'a said, Amar Louisa, what kind of saying? It doesn't make any sense, that saying. Ela me'ata, ata inish me'alma. You'll have some arbitrary guy who never had a case with the judge, umazmin lidina, and he's just going to summon the judge to court on a bogus claim. Pasle? Now you're going to say the judge is pasu? Well, just because there's a claim against him, doesn't mean anything. Anybody can come along and say, oh, I'm taking the judge to court. Anybody that wants to pursue the judge will just say, oh, I have a monetary claim against him. Oh, any judge that has a monetary claim against him, he's a pasul. Well, it doesn't make any sense. Why should he be pasul? So he says, you have to change the statement. If you want to make it make sense, you have to say, Ela, kol dayan demitkere ledin. Any judge that gets summoned to the court, ummafkinan mine mamuna bedin, and he loses, and they take money from him, lav shemed dayan. That's not a dayan, because you see the guy's a money guy. The guy's lustful for money. Katvu achir. So they added under that phrase on the gates, they wrote the following. Beram, in truth, Saved Yehuda'e Amre. The elders of Yehuda'e, the old scholars of the Jews, they say, Kol Dayan Demetkere Ledin. Any judge that's summoned to the court, Umafkinan Minemamun Abedin, and they take money out of him legally, Lab Shemed Dayan. I mean, they added his, they adjusted it based on the Bibana'az state. Huh? And they explained it. Haza dichtiv. Then they saw another statement on the gates. Berosh kol mota ana dam. The cause of all the deaths is what? Blood. That's the head of all the deaths. When a person dies, Rashi says, el ayde rov dam. In excess blood. Olden days, they used to bloodlet, to let some blood out. But if somebody didn't go to that procedure, so the blood would be too much in his body. So from excess blood, that would be the cause of death. So he said, Berosh kol mota anadam. At the head of all deaths, who am I? I am blood. Berosh kol hayin, and at the head of all life, which are the healthy things, Ana hamar. Hamar is wine. Which means, a person that drinks wine, that gives him life. Rashi says, Shayayin mehaye kol shotav. The wine gives life to the person. So the Bibban asks in the statement, makes no sense. He tells him, Ela me'ata, according to this statement, Denafil me'igra umit. A guy fell off the roof and died. Udenafil middikla umit, and he fell off the tree and died. Damak katle, well, he died because of blood. No, it wasn't a surplus of blood over there. He died because he hit the ground. That's not the reason why. That makes no sense. Vetu man didarke lememat mashkulu hamra v'haye. So you tell me now, if a guy's on his deathbed, give him wine, and he's going to live? No. So you tell me, the elixir of life is wine. That's not so either. The statement is not accurate. If you wanted to write it, you write like this. Berosh kol mar'in. The head of all disease and sicknesses, not death, sicknesses, mar'in, anadam. That's blood. Cause of sickness. That's true. Berosh kol azvan, when it comes to cures, the best cure, anachemar, I am wine. Which means wine is medicinal. Not that means life. It brings refuah. So yeah, if a person's sick, you give him wine. Could be it gives him refuah. Person's has too much blood, it brings him sickness. That's bam. Kol tahanueha adam. Al adam, all the sicknesses of person from the blood. Shemitrabe alav. Beresh kol azvan anachamash imishtei yain kalacha vekaraui. This is what it means. If a person drinks wine according to the proper measure, lo yavoli deholi. He will not come to get sick. But I'm telling you that the wine is healthy for a person to drink, just like they say today. Katvu acher. So they added to the statement after he corrected them. They added, Beram, Saved Yehuda'e Amre, the old scholars of Yehuda say, Berosh kol mar'in anadam, the head of all the disease comes from too much blood, Berosh kol azvan, and the best preventive medicine that a person can take, anachamar, I am wine. Be'atar delet hamar, taman mitba'u sammanim, and a place where there's no wine, then already over there you need medicine. Sham mevakshim simanim refuah. Shemekom she'en yayin, that's where the sickness, which is where the place where you don't find wine, that's where you find medicine. Because the people get sick, and that's where you need simanim. Okay. Ketiv afitcha de kaputkiya. At the gates of Kaputkiya, there's a place. This is a separate, I got nothing to do with anything. Once already, we're talking about different things that were written on the gates, So we went to Kaput Kiana to say what they wrote on the gates. They wrote the following three words: Anpak, Anbag, Antal. What in the world do these three words have to do with anything? So Rashbam says, these are all measurements that equal the same shi'ud. V'lilmod b'nei a'ir, misham katvu shloshra shemot talalu mida ahatin. It's like saying, you know, inches, and then converting it into centimeters, and then converting it into, you know, another measurement. So the people will know, whenever you hear these three items in the market, or wherever it is, they're all the same shi'ud. If you tell a guy, I want an anbag, and he gives you an antal's worth, it's the same thing. Or an anpak, and he gives you an anbag, it's all the same thing. They're dividing the shi'urim on the wall. Ve'ezu antal, how much is it? So the Gemara says, Zehu rivi'it shel Torah, which means the rivi'it, which is rivi'it alog. Rivi'it alog is 1.5 betzim. That's the shi'ur, which is rivi'it alog, was what? The 3 ounces? Based on our conversions, okay? So look at the Rashbam. Rivi'it shel Torah. Rivi'it alog danu betza u'mehsa. ומשום דארבעה כוסות של פסח שיעורם ברביעית. The 4 כוסות on פסח, לשיעור איזה רביעי, ומצאו למחרים סמך מן התורה, מדלת כוסות האמונים במצרים, מדל לשוני גאולה, אמורים מפרשת והוצאתי, ולהם לפיכה קרי לרביעית של תורה. The reason why they call it רביעית של תורה, is because since we know the 4 כוסות on פסח, each כוס has to have a רביעית, and we know that there's an allusion to the 4 כוסות, from the Torah, because it says Vatzeti, Vitzati, Regadim, like the 4 Lashonot of Geulah. So the Rebi'it Shel Torah, the Rebi'it from the Torah, like the Kosot that I hinted to in the Torah. Okay, and the Dalet Kosot Amunim Mitzrayim. There's 2 reasons. Dalet Kosot Amunim Mitzrayim in the dream of Paro, in the dream of the son of Mashkim, right? When he's dreaming that he saw the Kos, and he saw the Kos, it says the word Kos 4 times in his dream. So therefore, from the Dalet Kosot of Mitzrayim and the Dalet Kosot of Geulah, so therefore the 4 Kosot are alluded to in the Torah. So it's called Rivi'it Shel Torah. Because that's the Shem. Rivi'it Shel Yain, the Nazir. Also, Nazir makes a Nazir. In the Torah, he cannot drink a Rivi'it of wine. There's also the Chal Moshe Sinai. Okay? Good. So that's Antal. It's the same Shem. Okay, now we go. Actually, Tosfot has a different explanation of this Anbag, Anpak, Anta. Look at Tosfot, second Tosfot. Al Omer Rav Haim, the Anbag ve Anpak hem mashkim dirfu'ah. Now he learns it, that it's continuation to the Gemara above, that we're talking about different refu'ot. So these are different items. The Hainu Aspargos. Remember we learned in Masechet Berakot, that right, there's a certain drink that the people would drink, it was very, very healthy. The Amar, asparagos shiyafel aliv, it's good for the heart. Kedemasu perik asara yuhasin, and kedushin also vachi kamanaka. Hagmash shkulin anpak ba anpak, sarik lishtoto kishi'ur antal. Aha. Which means it's 2 things. That which they call anpak and anpak, which is asparagos, the shi'ur that you have to drink of it is Antal. Antal is a rivi'i. So it's two different words there. 2 of the words are asparagos, and then the 3rd one is how much you have to drink for it to be effective. Okay? Comes the next Mishnah. Now we go back to the laws of hazakah. Hamarzev in lo hazakah. That's a marzev. Ashbam. Sinor katan. You have a small pipe. Verigidim letloto de suf sinor gadol. It's like a gutter. And they put it at the end of the pipe in order that the water goes to that pipe and the water trickles down. It's immovable. You can always turn it to whatever side you want. The point of the merzev is so the water doesn't fall down on the side of the wall and ruin the wall or go in the house. So they put a pipe extending out off the roof. So the water goes over there and goes into the pipe. Now, the lashon marzev tipas shel mayim zav derech sham. Marzev, mayim zav. That's the root of the word. Marzev is mayim, water that flows. Kedichtiv, kemar middeli. Like the pasuk says, kemar middeli, like a drop in the bucket. Lashon tipa, that's what they call it, mar hejvan. Mar hejvan, mar means water. Mar middeli. So mar hejvan is, that's the month where it starts to rain. Vilkach en lo hazaka. No. Now a guy, let's say, has this marzev on his roof. And what's happening? The water is going into his friend's yard. He positioned it in a way where the water is going into the next door neighbor's courtyard. And the next door neighbor didn't say anything for 3 years. That's not a hazakah. Because a guy is not makpid on that, because he knows when he wants to, he can just tell the guy, do me a favor, enough, just move your... Since it's adjustable, he's not makpid. It's like a permanent fixture. So he can't say after 3 years, well, you didn't say anything, therefore I'm keeping it there. Now, the other guy can, on his own, move the drain spout, and there's no hazaka. He says, "De'eno davar kavua," Rashbam says. "Ve'im me'azik bo ba'av agad gimel shanim ve'tala oto ba'avir atzir havero, eno yechol leto ne'azakti, de'kevan de'lav meltad de'kbi'utahu." Since it's not kavua, lo kapid baal chasev v'shatik shnatayim v'shosh. He'll keep quiet for 2-3 years. When he wants to move it, he'll scream. So therefore, that's not considered a hazaka. So hamarzev enu hazaka, v'yesh limkomo hazaka. We don't know what this means. We have to wait for the Gemara to explain. But its place has a hazaka. We have to wait for the Gemara to explain this line. Hamazhila yesh la hazaka. What's a mazhila? Mazhila is basically a permanent drain spout. The guy puts a permanent spout over there in the guy's yard, and for 3 years nobody said anything, then it's hazaka. Because that, a person doesn't keep quiet. A permanent fixture that's going into his yard, if he keeps quiet, that's a sign that really could be he sold it to him, or he gave him rights to do such a thing. Look at the first white line in Nashbam. Hamazhila, hutsinora gadol. That's a big drain pipe. Hamahazik kol orech hagag. It goes across the whole roof. Normally the guy's makpid on such a thing. From the fact that he kept quiet, he must be, he got paid, and he gave him rights to do it. Must be you took money 3 years ago, and you got paid a piece, and therefore you let the guy do it. So in 3 years, he can come along and say, you sold it to me. He can't say, I didn't keep quiet because I'm not makpid. People are makpid on this item. So his shtika is hazaka. Next case. Sulam ha-mitzri. Enno hazaka. Velatsuri, yesh lo hazaka. Two different ladders. The mitzri and the tsuri. What's the mitzri? Katanu, it's a small ladder. Hilkach enno hazaka. Tekema de lab miltad dekvi'utahu. Lo kapit ulo hash temchot. It seems the ladder is over his friend's property. It's not makpid, because if he wants to move it, he'll just tell the guy, move your ladder. It's a small ladder, so there's no hazaka on such a thing. If he put the ladder in his friend's chatzir to climb up on the tree, whatever it is, to get up to his roof or to his dovecote, in a hazaka. V'nasuni, sulam gadol. Okay. Same concept. Third case of the Mishnah, that's the windows. What's the windows? Halona mitzrit in la hazaka. The mitzri window, there's no hazaka. V'netzurit, yesh la hazaka. But the tzuri has a hazaka. Nashbam. Halon ha-metzit, ketanahi. It's a small little window. En la hazaka. Im asa halon bekotel beto, lehabit derech sham. He made a little window, and he wants to use it to look out, you know, to see his garden, to see his orchard. V'neshmo pardeso v'ginato, v'halon patu al chatzir havero. But the window is open to his friends. Chatzir. V'azik ba'shlosh shlim, en la hazaka. The kevan de lav miltad kbi'utahu. Again, since it's a small window, it's not such a kavua item. Lo chashash lemchot. Aval im asa'o la'ir, shelo haya lo le'ora, mitzad echad ki'im mikan. But let's say he made a big bay window in order to get light into his house, let's say. And the guy didn't say anything for 3 years. Yesh lo hazaka, v'lesim kvi'ut asa'o. Din yachol ishtamesh bebeto belo ora. Permanent items that are done in a bigger way. If you kept quiet, nafkamina, on the small window, if this other guy wants to build something that'll block that window, he can. He can't go, hey, you're blocking my view. Hey, you don't have hazakah. Oh, you didn't, for 3 years you let me do it, now all of a sudden you're blocking it? No, you have no claim against me. Because it's a small window. Small window, I didn't say anything. Now I want to build. In
his house?
Yeah, in his house he wants to build. The neighbor now does something on his side that blocks that window. He can. You can't. Then light, no. Light, he has hazakah.
No, he wants to block the light.
Now he wants to block the light 3 years later. The other guy goes, hey, you can't block the light now. 3 years you let me do it. You sold me the rights. Machine on a smaller window, which is not a permanent item, that he can't block. He goes, well, you let me do it for 3 years. Now I'm protesting. It's all right. If the window was looking into his chatzer, yeah, it's going away from his privacy. Privacy. No, Hazak, I said you sold me the rights. That's what he's saying. After 3 years, you never opened your mouth. I had this window here for 3 years. You didn't say anything to me, and therefore you gave me the rights. So we saw on a small window, there's no hazakah. On a big window, that's for light. It's permanent. So there is hazakah. The Gemara says right now. The Gemara says, is you halon misleet? What's halon misleet that we're talking about? Kol she'en rosho shel adam yachol ikanes letocha. It's such a small window, you can't even get your head in it. It's really just a window for peeking out to see, the field and things like that. That already a guy's not makpid on. Therefore, there's no hazakah on that. Because if I want to say anything, I'll just build it to block it. But a big window like that, 3 years letting him do it. Now, the Mishnah concludes, one more din on the windows. The Biyudah Omer, Im yesh la malben, which means if the halona mitzli has a malben is a frame around the window, like a sill, they build around the windows. Afapi she'en roshu shel adam yachol ikanes letocha, harei zo hazaka. That's already permanent. Well, what does Rashbam say? Malben, hu mashkof fachalom b'nemala u'lemata, miyamin v'smok en petach. Right? That's a frame around the world. That's already more permanent. So the Biyudah is going to say, then already, if the guy didn't open his mouth for 3 years, then indeed it is a hazakah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.